Amen. Amen. It's good to be in the house of God. One more time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Good to see everybody. Hope everybody doing good. Oh, good to see old Barry right there. He gonna read a few scriptures for me. Good to see Barry because he give me some encouragement because I'm scared the devil up here. Y'all pray for me. Welcome all the visitors. Thank you very much. I called a bunch of my people. I was hoping some of them come so I can get a chance to go over there with them to the hospitality room and see what's over there. It may be storm out there. I hope so. But not. That's okay. Thank the leadership for letting me stand in God's pulpit. You know, this is God's pulpit, not man's pulpit. This is God's pulpit. You heard the scripture in Revelation 22. 14 and 15. Okay. Let me get to it. You know, I'm getting old, so I ain't as quick as I used to be. Not as quick as I used to be. Blessed are those who wash their robes that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates unto the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexual immoral, the murderers, idolaters, everyone who loves and practice falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony of the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. The bright and morning star. I got some Bibles up here that I'm going to read out of. Those dogs. Okay, I'm not talking about four-legged dogs. I'm talking about two-legged dogs. Sometimes three-legged dogs. Okay, now. Before I get going, I gotta drop this right here. I just gotta drop this. In the beginning, you know, he made male and female. He made male and female. Now, when them animals was going up in the ark, and it was about two by two, it wasn't male donkey and male donkey. It was female donkey and male donkey. It wasn't a male horse and male horse, a woman horse and woman horse. It was male horse and female horse. See, you know, are they trying to scare folk about that stuff? Somebody said they are going to be coming and taping a sermon so they can lock you up, put handcuffs on you. Like the preacher said this morning, up in Canada, you know, they said it already started. But see, now, most people around here know my story, where God brought me from. I came out of the gangster world, dope dealing and all that kind of stuff. Ex-convict, ex-con man, ex-pimp, ex-drug addict, alcoholic. Burglar rider, I came from that world. That's where God brought me from. Amen. And I used to go to jail all the time. If I can go to jail for doing wrong, why can't I go to jail for standing for the gospel? If you're in here and you got the police with me, lock me up. Put your handcuffs on me. I'm staying with the book. The Bible is right, and I'm staying with it. Now, lock me up. Lock me up. Now you know, God don't hate gay people. He hate the actions of what they do. Now, us and the soul winning team, we plan on going to Macho to spread the gospel. We're not going to condemn, but we're going to spread the gospel. Amen. So y'all pray for us. Y'all pray for us. Because some of them will obey the gospel. All we got to do is carry the gospel. Amen. That's all we got. That's our job. Plant seeds of water and pray God get the increase. That's all we got to do. It's going to be trouble at the gate. It's going to be trouble at the gate behind this mess. You know, you got boys looking like girls. See, I ride the bus a lot. And I'd be like, wait a minute, hold up. Is that a girl or a boy? I don't be knowing. I'd be saying, wait a minute, hold up. I said, that's a girl. I said, that's a boy. No, that's a girl. I'd be mixed up on that bus, on them bus stops. I'd be like, what's going on? I need that picture on the screen. I need that picture on the screen. So they done went off. Somebody said there wasn't TV and cartoon come on, but it was a gay cartoon. And the kids said, Mama, Daddy, we don't supposed to watch this, do we? The kids got sense. Kids got sense. See, the smell of sin is going up to God. It's going up to God. The smell of sin. In the church and out of the church. In the church and out of the church. We got to stand with the book. Don't lean left or right on God's doctrine. We're not perfect, but the doctrine is perfect. You got men marrying men, women marrying women. God is not pleased with that. Not pleased with it. I had to drop that in. You know, we got to contend for the faith. We got to have backbone when it comes to tending for the faith. The ministers got to have backbone. The elders got to have backbone. The deacons got to have backbone. Members got to have backbone to stand up and contend for the doctrine of Christ. There's going to be trouble at the gate behind this stuff. But we're not doing our job. There's going to be trouble at the gate. You don't want no trouble at the gate. No. Gates. It was always gates. Around Jerusalem, they had all kind of gates. Ain't that right, Brother Wilkerson? All kind of gates. Okay, it was 12 gates, and an angel was on each one of the gates. Okay, now, and on those 12 gates were the 12 tribes of Israel. And then they had gates on the east, three on the east, and they had three on the north, on the south, and the west. And the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb was written on them. What a great honor for the apostles. Their names are in heaven. Now, our names are in heaven too. That's written in the Lamb's book of life. If your name is not in the Lamb's book of life, you're going to have trouble at the gate. You're going to have a whole lot of trouble at the gate. Your name got to be in now. And that's the way to get in now. Barry, get from me Daniel 2:44. Get from me Daniel 2:44. And then we're going to go to Daniel 7:13-14. Daniel, chapter 2, verse 44. But see, we got to contend for the gospel. And we're always talking about 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved. Everybody know it can quote that scripture. Yeah, but you got to do what the scriptures say. You can't contend for the faith if you don't know the scriptures. Every baptized believer ought to learn how to tell somebody what to do or to get their names in the Lamb's book of life. Daniel 2:44.
In the days of these kings,
shall the God of heaven
set up a kingdom
shall never be destroyed.
And the kingdom shall not be left to other people.
It will not be left to other people.
But it shall break in pieces.
It shall break in pieces.
And consume all these kingdoms.
Consume all these kingdoms.
And it shall stand forever.
And it shall stand forever. God's going to build a kingdom that's going to stand forever.
Amen.
Get from Daniel 7. 13 and 14. Daniel 7, 13 and 14.
I saw in the night vision. And behold. One like the Son of Man. Came with the clouds of heaven.
Came with the ancient of days.
And they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion. And glory. And a kingdom.
All people.
Nations.
Languages.
To serve him.
His dominion.
Is an everlasting dominion.
Shall not pass away.
And his kingdom.
That which shall not be destroyed. That kingdom will not be destroyed. That's the kingdom you want to be in.
Amen.
Now, Isaiah 2:2. In the last days, the mouth of the Lord, his house is going to be established. And the word going to come from Jerusalem. Now when Jesus was walking on the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Some of them said John the Baptist, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. They didn't know. So he turned to his disciples, who y'all say I am? Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, blessed art thou, Son of by John, for flesh and blood has not revealed it to thee, but my Father which is in heaven. God gave it to Peter. You the Christ, you the Son of the living God. And he told Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church. And the gates of hell can't prevail against it.
Amen.
Folks try to act like they don't know what the word it means. I'm teaching a friend of mine, me and her, we used to be in the streets getting high, drinking syrup everywhere. And I repented, came back, thank the Lord,
Amen.
Teaching her. I know she got her master's. She said, she don't know what the word it mean.
How you get a
master's? How you got a PhD and you don't know what the word it mean? We mean one. In Mexico, Spain, it mean one. So how many churches is he going to build? Most people that we teach and we phrase it like that, they say he's just going to be a one.
Yeah.
And then we ask, you know, something like, we know you love God. We know you love it. But oh, yes. Then we get to the one body and all that, then it starts backing up like a crawfish. But you said that you love God and His Word and you're willing to be obedient.
Yeah.
They never want church in the Bible. And that's the blood-bought institution, Church of Christ.
Yeah.
It's going to stand forever.
Yeah.
Just like that ark. If you weren't in that ark, you died. Grandmama, babies, aunties, they died. They were partying, marrying, giving in marriage, having a good time, bawling. Like some folk during the day. Just having a good time. Down at the cafe. Eating fish sandwiches and drinking Falstaff beer. Listening to that Bootsie Collins and the Sunshine Band. Just having a good time. You know, look here. Some people are like this. Some people are like this. Jeremiah 16, listen at this. Some people are like this. To whom can I speak and give warning? Who will listen to me? Their ears are closed, so they cannot hear. The word of the Lord is offensive to them. They find no pleasure in it. Some folk, the word of God is offensive to them. I hope the word of God is not offensive to none of my brothers and sisters. But see, in-house, we got to quit having partiality and favoritism. If you do and keep it up, you're going to have trouble at the gate. Going to have gate trouble. Going to have trouble at the gate. We just got to stay with the book. You have to quit running in late trying to take the Lord's Supper. You got to be in here worshiping God in spirit and in truth. You haven't got no truth speed in here trying to get to the Lord's Supper. You got to watch up. You can't be out in the hall talking and looking at the screen every now and then and tell me what you worship, man. And tell me, give me my Lord's Supper. Give me my... You got to watch up. Got to watch up. Can't be doing that kind of stuff. If you're going to worship God, you're going to have trouble at the gate. There's going to be trouble at the gate. Hey, did you get my picture? I need that picture up there. I need it. I need that picture. I really do. Say, man, can y'all see that? Can y'all see that? That's a guy embracing fashion futility. Designer aims to broaden men's wear with gender bending looks. You heard that? With gender bending looks. I want to walk down the stairs, but I might fall. I better keep my little narrow self up here. And I better not catch one of our boys wearing no crap like this. Better not. I'm going to take you out to the woods, see it. Our sisters, we love y'all, little sisters. We got some good sisters, little sisters, and some good young men here. We really do. Barry, we don't need no chastity belt, do we? We got no budget for chastity belt. You got to be celibate. You got to be celibate. If you want to make it in, stay a virgin, that might be your only ticket in. Us that's not married, we got to stay celibate. You can't be up here in God's pulpit preaching over people and you been over that sister house the other night and over that sister house. Can't be up in God's pulpit preaching like that. I don't know how you can do it. Trying to get every skirt in the church. If you get your spouses, love your own spouse and leave somebody else's spouse alone. If I got a girlfriend, leave her alone too. We might be trying to get married. Leave her alone. It's not, you know, Lord, the one you're with, not the one you want. The heart is desperately wicked, deceitful. He's talking about everybody's heart on earth. My heart, your heart too, is just as bad as mine. And mine's something else, ain't a dentist. But that mind terrible. It's terrible. I'm glad mine ain't the only one. I'm just jiving. Hey, these commercials. Come on, you know, I'm going to finish up. These commercials on TV, they got one that come on. Oh, I can't stand that commercial. About the Truvada. You take this pill if you got HIV. And you seen the one they be dancing and stuff. Showing up like they're getting down. And then one of the guys took one to his mama's house. He got a wig on. She favored a girl a little bit. I said, what's this Negro doing? Take it. No fun. Standing and grinning. Hey, come on now. Take it to his mama's house. The world done went crazy. Yeah. Yeah. They went crazy. Walking around with this kind of stuff on. And got boots on top of it. Keep your skirts on, your pants on. Don't get mixed up in that stuff. Don't get mixed up in it. The preacher did a good job this morning talking about that kind of stuff. You know, we're supposed to be setting an example for the world, and the world is setting an example for us. The world... They wear their skirts up here. We're trying to say, oh, you got to do this here. Oh, we'll put another one on. If you got to do this here all night long. If your pants too tight, pull them off. Don't come in there like that. But I want to see your private. Dress appropriately. I know God look at the heart. I know man look at the outward appearance. Another thing before I sit down, I got to go to this. About love. I got to go to this, Dick. Dick, I can't sing like you, so I ain't going to sing. I'm not going to sing. I can't sing. See, we got to love one another. We're going to have a whole bunch of trouble at the gate for not loving one another. Barry, get from me 1 John chapter 3. Get from me 1 John chapter 3. We're coming quickly to a close. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. Thought about verse 13 down to 14.
Marvel not.
All right.
My brother.
Okay.
If the world hate you.
Uh-huh.
We know that we have passed from death unto life.
Uh-huh. Amen.
He that loveth not his brother, abideth in death.
Abideth in death. He don't love his brother, abideth in death. And he's a murderer, and you know no murderer have eternal life abiding in it. How you going to get past God? He is love. He said, you down now, and y'all don't love each other down now. How you going to love me? You ain't seen me. Gonna have trouble at the gate behind love. Gonna have trouble at the gate behind forgiveness. Matthew 18. That ruler let that man go. We're gonna take his kids and wife and everything. And he pleaded about his death. And he had mercy and compassion and let him go. Soon they left one down the road. Seeing somebody, oh, yeah, 10,000 denarii. Grab him by the throat. I ain't grab a man right here. He grabbed a man by the throat. Pay me what you owe me. I'm going to throw you in jail. Threw the man in jail. And they seen it and went and told her. Yes. Called him, man, you wicked servant.
Yes.
You wicked servant. Get it ready for the tormentors. Get ready for the tormentors. You know, because judgment day is coming.
Yeah.
It's going to start at the Church of Christ.
Yeah.
First, going to begin at us.
Yeah.
If it begin at us, where shall the sinner appear? Those that's not in the blood-bought institution, Church of Christ. When Jesus hung on that cross, they spit in his face. They mocked him. Beat him so bad, couldn't even carry his own cross. Simon had to help. When they nailed him to that cross, he was hanging there, according to Jewish history, in the nude. Shame, humiliation. He hung there for me, you, for the sins of the whole world, suffering. It was hurting so bad. He said, Father, why have you forsaken me? 100% man. He felt it for us. Suffer for 6 long hours, and somebody say it don't make a difference what church you're a member of. That boy, God's boy, suffered on that cross. They had that. They had his fist. Where you're choked, their blood come up and get in your throat, and you can't breathe. A short of breath. I know how that feel. The other night, I thought I was a goner. I didn't have a telephone. I couldn't call 911. I done called 911 about 4 times, and it saved my life. And I couldn't get up to even knock on the door to my neighbor. I just repented and prayed. After that, whatever way it go, I'm all right. And then God gave me my breath back. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Gave me my breath back. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And Jesus hung on that cross.
Yes.
And when he gave up the spirit, a soldier took a spear, pierced him in his side.
Yes,
blood and water came out.
Yes.
What happened with it? Buried. Acts 20:28. What did he do with that? What did he buy with it? Buried?
Sure.
What did he read with it? I want the pastor to read it. I know somebody that come up here preaching and I'm the pastor. Might be. But I gotta just tell it like it is. I gotta preach. It's gonna come a time when they wanna do a sound doctrine. Having itching ears, heaping to themselves teachers. They wanna hear what they wanna hear. That's why the churches of Christ, so many going left. It's still the right church. They just going left because they were prophesying. They were going to go left. Scoffers in the last days. Walking heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Talking about Church of Christ people. No marvel for Satan himself is changing to an angel of light. And it's no great thing if it's none of us also be changing to ministers of righteousness. Preacher walking up through the thing back there, got his family, wife sitting over there with his Bible. Oh, there my wife and my kids over there. But he working for the devil. But he working for, he look good. But he working for the devil. Read, Barry, my last scripture. Take heed, therefore.
Unto yourself.
Unto all the flock.
Over which the Holy Ghost
has made you overseer.
To feed
the church of God.
Which he had purchased.
Which he had purchased. With his own blood.
Amen.
He bought the church with his blood.
Amen.
It's the blood-bought institution, Church of Christ.
Amen.
And those evil preachers that's in the church mark them that call division.
Amen.
Call their name. I ain't got time to call none now, but I got some. And I ain't scared to call that name, but I ain't got time now.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says, mark them.
Well,
a teaching that's false doctrine. The Bible said mark them. But see, to get in that kingdom, that'll never be destroyed, that'll never be moved. Day of Pentecost, when Peter and them preached, remember when they said that in the last days all nations were going to flow into it? Remember that? And the word going to come from Jerusalem? Okay, remember in Luke 24, when he told them to go away to Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high? And the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you. Remission of sin. Going to be preaching this name among all nations. Remember that? Okay, see how they come together? And then they went you to Jerusalem. Acts 1. And Acts 2, the Holy Spirit fell upon them like as of fire. Not fire, preposition of faith, or phrase, like as of fire. Because some people teach you got to be baptized in fire. That's hell fire. You don't want that fly. You don't want that fly. And then they said that all nations was there. They said all nations was there. All nations. You see how they came together? That's the kingdom that will never be destroyed. The church of Christ. Romans 16:16. Salute one another with the church of, or the church of Christ salute you. The church of Christ salute you. Okay now. Okay, now, salvation is in the body. Ephesians 5:23, like the husband, the head of the wife, Christ the head of the church, and the savior of the body. So if he's going to save his body, that means you got to be in the blood-bought institution, Church of Christ, which is his body. Ephesians 1:22-23, he's the head of the church, the body. Head of the church, the body. He's the head of the body, the church. So they come back out to church. 1 Corinthians 15:24, when the end come, he's going to get the church back to God. And then he's going to be subject to God. Then he's going to be subject to God. I'm preaching the gospel. Well, I'm going to be doing it in a few minutes. The gospel go get out. It's the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. And you heard it. You heard the gospel. You got to hear it. You got to repent, confess. You know you got to believe, be baptized. And then God will add you to the church of Christ. Acts 2:47. And then if you need to get back in fellowship with God, repent. You can do it in your seat. If it ain't been out in public, you need to make a confession. You need to be rebaptized. Get rebaptized. Because some of our kids done it. Some of our kids done it because they realized after they got big that they did it because little Johnny did it. You know, little Susie did it. So, you know, so if you got to do it, and we got to stop these heretics that walk around that cause division inside the body. And we got some here, it says after first and second warning, leave them alone. Because they subverted and they sinned and they condemned not themselves. If anybody subject to the invitation, you can do so right now. That's a song of invitation. It's been sung.